Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I am so excited about this show today. This show is the essence of what I've been doing for many years. Because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the cause and the cure of so much anger and stress and overwhelm and disease in this world, right? Listen, I know you're either going through challenges yourself health-wise, or maybe you know somebody that is, but everybody knows somebody that's suffering right now. So I thought maybe we need to address this and really get to the core of this and also give you the absolute tools how to heal. Okay, absolute tools how to heal. Would that be of interest to you? I bet it would be. So listen, this is one of these shows that I want to encourage you to pass on to anybody that you know that really would like to change up their mental, emotional, and physical state to be able to step into a higher energy, higher vibration, and be able to, let's say, change, develop, grow anything that is unlike perfect love, perfect light, perfect health in their life, right? So you can transcend all of this. I have, me personally, I'm gonna tell my story a little later on in the show about what just happened to me. And I haven't told anybody this. This is the first time I'm gonna reveal it. So this is the ongoing series, of course, on the courage to heal. And I believe this is show number 5. So if you haven't seen all the other shows, I hope you go back and watch them. And of course, you know, subscribe to us so that you can see the ongoing shows. All right. I'm excited. I'm going to get to my very special guest, Dr. Master Shaw, in just a second. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back with Master Shaw. And wait till you hear what I have at the end of the show. Wait till you hear the story of my very special guest that's going to be on with Master Shaw. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This, again, is your host, Kendi Foster. This very special show in the series, The Courage to Heal. My co-host on this is Master Shaw. Master Shaw, welcome to the show.
You are the media expert. I'm the servant for the life transformation. Our show is just want to serve. In my book, I say that the purpose of life is to serve. To serve is to make others happy and healthier. To serve is to empower, enlighten others.
I love that. Well, it is. It is. And we're both here serving today. And what I want to say is that some of the audience don't know you yet. They haven't seen the other series. So just a quick intro for Master Shaw. And he is a Tao master. He's a healer, teacher, and author of 30 books, including 11 New York Times bestsellers and several other bestsellers. He's on several other best-selling lists, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Amazon. It goes on and on. He has an MD degree in Western medicine from China and also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Master Shaw's combined the essence of Western medicine and the ancient wisdom to create soul, mind, body medicine. Master Shaw's soul healing and the Tao teachings to help humanity. He's also a grand master of several Asian arts, and in 2002 was named the Qigong Master of the Year at the Fourth World Congress of Qigong. With the creation of the Tao calligraphy, he received the highest honors a Chinese calligrapher can receive, being appointed to the position of National Chinese Calligrapher Master, as well as the Honorable Researcher Professor by the State Ethnic Academy of Painting in Beijing, China. Wow, that's a lot. Okay, well, you've got the credentials, but most importantly, the credentials that I keep hearing on this is the credentials. You have a PhD in results. This is what it's all about. Anybody can talk a good game, but you know what? You're doing some work where people are really changing their lives in so many ways. Today, I want to talk about the biggest issue I think is in the world today, whether you are a homemaker, whether you are a businessman, whether you are a politician, whether you're a religious leader, the biggest challenge, I think, is anger and stress and overwhelm. Master Shah, why is this such a big problem in the world?
Yeah. In the ancient wisdom, anger related with the liver. Modern medicine do not think this. Okay, some people bother me. Some people take the advantages. Some people cheated me. Oh, this is a, but this is people, normally people think this way. So in the ancient wisdom is our liver, physical body, our and anger, emotional body, they are close related. Anything in relationship, you know, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, colleagues, boss, friend, something irritated you. So therefore, anger is could be a big issue. So therefore, today we are going to have a case. This lady, the story was very hard touching. You know, another one emotional is depression, anxiety. Today, a beloved one in Australia, and can we interview her? Her condition is suicidal. We have the documentary, short documentary for her. People can go to drshah.tv. It's a documentary here, but she's here today. Then the people you know, for Ken and I, for our service, Ken will tell you, go to courage.drshah.com. We are going to continue serve you more. Today we have the tape for liver at the end. Ken will show you. It's the dog calligraphy here. Calligraphy is the art. Dao is the source. Lao Zi, the wise man, university founder Lao Zi. So therefore, Dao calligraphy serve you. And today we are going to do an anger issue at the end for practice. But our story is a suicidal. It's a hard issue today. Okay.
I love that. Well, you know, anger, a lot of people in the world think that anger is just natural, that everybody gets angry. But, you know, I want to say this. You know, anger is in degrees. First, the person gets maybe annoyed, and then they get upset, and then they get angry, and then they get into rage, and then into blind rage. And blind rage is where people really hurt them, other people. Or themselves. But the bottom line we're talking about also is how anger impacts us physically, how it hurts us in the body, like you say, in the liver, right? And other organs, and how it impacts our mental health when a person is angry, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think many people, you heard about this, my parents, some senior, I mean, some normal person. Very angry, like a Ken said, very angry. People, the energy push up. People got a stroke. People got a heart attack. And also in the Chinese medicine, connect with ancient Tao teaching, anger is one of the biggest cause for cancer. This is not a Western medicine, ancient wisdom. So therefore, anger, hypertension, heart attack, cancer. Cancer, of course, not one day. So it takes some time. Therefore, anger, keep it in this area. Then the energy will just shooting up, upsetting. When people upsetting, oh, red face, poof, energy go up. So that's how anger affect inside. All the reason make you anger that affect our health and the brain, heart, cancer, serious issue. Therefore, we got to deal with anger issue.
Yeah, and we're talking about how to today, and we got the story from our very special guest, Senley, coming up in a minute. But, you know, how it impacts us, you know, mentally, like you were saying, depression, or, you know, people in America think that stress is just normal, right? Well, some stress maybe, but they, you know, overwhelm stress and negative stress, and it's really hurting people in so many ways. So we're talking today about how to like not just talk about it, but how to actually overcome it and change it so that you don't have to live with it. You know, the opposite of all this is a peaceful, harmonious resonance within our bodies, within our system, within our mental, emotional, physical bodies, right? So, yes. You know, what needs to happen here is we have to, I believe, in America and throughout the world today, we need to acknowledge that anger is not a normal emotion that we need to express constantly. We can transcend that. That's my opinion. What do you say?
Okay. Anger, in my teaching, soul, mind, body medicine, universe guided me to create it. So there are hundred thousand heart touching results everywhere people share, because anger is related with liver, depression, anxiety, suicide on the heart. Put them together, negative information, energy, matter. So, and can ask how to transform. It's not about the theory. How can we help people to transform the anger and the different sicknesses? By the way, I studied Western medicine from China as MD, and also doctor of traditional Chinese medicine in China, in Canada. But now I do a source, universal love light. No diagnosis, no promise. Follow your doctors. But hear the story in every show, you will realize, oh, I can do something. And we work with a doctor, with health professionals. Sit behind him is a calligraphy. So we are going to show people how to connect with the calligraphy. Calligraphy is art, but this calligraphy, when I wrote the calligraphy, the source put a love light there, and the people just tracing. People never heard about, my God, the tracing a calligraphy can heal. Okay, listen, people, story one after another. This is a transformative art. Saying it's an ancient way. Anyway, I'm the doctor from China, but I'm sharing it's a spiritual energy healing. Millions of people now want to try this. Okay, great.
Okay. Well, listen, I've got to take a break. When I come back from the break, a couple things are going to happen. I'm going to share my story of what just happened with me after working with Master Shah. Now, this is, if you follow my show, this is another, in my case, we don't call them miracles anymore. It's really the science of understanding spirit and what it's doing. So we're going to be talking about that, but we're also going to introduce our very special guest, Sedley, and Master Shah is going to continue on teaching a little bit about some of the modalities that can help you. So we'll be right back and stay tuned. We got a lot more to come.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Candy Foster, your host. We're all talking about the courage to heal. And this is the fifth show in that series. And a couple things I want to share with you. I'm going to bring Master Shah back in and we'll bring our special guest in. But I want to share with you just a moment as to what happened with me here in the last 2 months. So, I've not put this out anywhere, but I'm going to put it out now. I always like to keep sacred silence around things, especially when I'm going through a health challenge. So about 9 months ago, I was diagnosed with a prostate that my prostate numbers are very high, and concern for my doctors, my two doctors that I was seeing at the time. And I was on a lot of I'm doing the traditional doctor, plus I have a naturopathic doctor. And so I'm using the protocols, and my numbers are starting to come down, and that's good, right? Over period. But The last time I saw my naturopath, she was upset with me. She said, you know, I don't understand why your numbers are coming down more. And this was about 2 months ago. And that's when I told Master Shaw, I said, you know, this is what's going on with my prostate. And he said, let me give you a prostate blessing. So he did. And of course, he gave me a mantra to say with it, right? Which I did, you know, consistently every day. And I will have to tell you today, I just got the reports back today. Today is July 12th, 2023. And my numbers are now normal. So from a high place of wanting, you know, the doctors wanting me to be referred to the surgeon, right, to back to normal. But most of it happened in the last 2 months. So this is what we're talking about when we're tuning into higher frequencies, higher vibration, and the healing modalities that Master Shaw gives us and brings to us. So Master Shaw, I just want to thank you for that. I want to tell my audience that first time I've done this, I haven't revealed this to anybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me to heal this anomaly within my body, right? So, of course, it all starts in the mind, but it manifests in the body. Yeah, so thank you, sir. All right. Now, I think we should bring our very special guest in. Senley, welcome to our show. We're so blessed to have you here today. Thank you so much for being with us.
It was like my life suddenly plunged into complete darkness. I couldn't seem to find a switch to turn the lights back on, no matter how hard I tried. That's how I felt in 2016. I was hospitalized 6 times that year for suicidal attempts. I experienced blackouts and woke up in the emergency room and didn't even remember why and how I got there. I felt like a 5-year-old and someone else had taken over my body. I am a mother raising 4 school-aged boys in a loving, supportive family. I love my job as a high school teacher for special needs students. Doctors couldn't figure out why someone like me would want to take her own life. Neither could I. Thou hast brought me hope and show me how I can get my life back again and thrive, not just survive. I offered myself Thou hast blessings to balance my emotions and notice a big shift right away. I also started to do foundational energy practices that I learned from my Thou hast training. And I was able to regulate my moods and emotions and stay grounded. This had become especially helpful last year when the pandemic hit. I no longer felt powerless and overwhelmed by my negative thoughts and emotions. I have not been hospitalized since I became a Thou Hands practitioner and remain emotionally stable and well for over a year now.
And if I want to introduce her, Senley is a mother of 4. Hi, Senley. She's a mother of 4. She's a high school teacher. She's a medical scientist in biochemistry from Brisbane, Australia. She's up early in the morning today. It must be about 3 a.m. right now. And she's trained as a Tao Hands practitioner by Master Shaw's Tao Academy. She's the daughter of a traditional Chinese medicine doctor. And so much more. Senley, it's great to have you on my show here with us. And Senley, you went through a challenging time yourself. I saw your video. Tell me a little bit about what happened to you and then how you healed. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So I'll try to make it really short. In 2016, I was hospitalized 6 times for suicidal attempts. So I've had depression diagnosed since I was 19. So through the years, on and off, I keep having relapse and different medications. And in that year, it was very difficult as there were many changes in my life, including a new career as a teacher. And I was in a really dark place. And I just feel like, you know, my kids don't need me. You know, I have four boys. And I, you know, I was, like I said, I was in a really dark place.
So that in itself, because, you know, a lot of people think, well, children bring us happiness and I'm good with my kids. But that wasn't the case. You were going through a major depression with this. And did you get therapy? Did you have therapy during this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So when I was hospitalized, I was, of course, being admitted to the mental ward. And later on, once I was being discharged and through consistent visits from clinical psychologists and psychiatrists, you know, they found out, my very consistent clinical psychologist found out that I was actually misdiagnosed. I actually have a dissociative disorder and it does not need medication. So since I was 19, all the different medications doesn't work. Okay. So,
you were diagnosed. We were diagnosed with this disassociation order. You were maybe suicidal. You're on a lot of medication. You're going through this. Okay. So what happened? How did this change?
Yep. And, you know, I went as far as I am required for therapy through seeing, you know, for those who are familiar, CBT, cognitive behavior therapy. So a lot of visits to talking to the psychologist. And it was initially when I first got discharged, my visits was every fortnight, which is quite intensive through 2 years. And at that time,
wow.
I was searching. I knew that it's something out there that will heal, that will transform my conditions. And I would keep searching. And then one day I came across Master Sha's style calligraphy of greatest love. I was just so curious, the style calligraphy. Because as a Chinese, I know the word I, which is love, but I haven't saw greatest love put together. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I one of the things I find really interesting in your story is that you grew up with a traditional Chinese medical doctor, right? So, and I'm sure your dad was very, you know, was very involved in, you know, worried about you and, you know, in that. When so did he help you heal or did you try the medical route and it didn't work for you? Didn't 100% cure you? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
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 So
we have.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we have a Chinese saying. I'm going to say in Cantonese. I'm native tongue in Mandarin, but my thinking is more Cantonese. It's called "sam yun yuan." Yeah. See, "sam yuan yi." It means that what is wrong with the heart, it takes the heart to heal. And my dad did, you know, like he does all the modality moxibustion, which is cupping. He does all the different forms of acupuncture. And there's actually been times where he used electrical currents to put through the needles through my brain. He tried. And he knows it comes from your heart and you need your heart to heal your heart issues.
Yeah.
Like Master Sha says, you know, anxiety and depression.
So when you found Master Sha, okay, when you found him, did you embrace that immediately? Were you a little skeptical? Did you think, well, will this work? What was your thoughts right then?
I knew straight away that I had found my teacher. they say, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Yes. Yeah, and I
and the teacher appeared, and so So you found the spiritual side, you found your heart. Suddenly, how is it now? Tell me a little bit about, okay, so once you found your teacher, how long did it take you for to heal this, and where are you now?
Okay, I became a certified Tao Hands practitioner at the height of the pandemic in January 2020. Last year, my doctor told me I no longer need to see a clinical psychologist. So my visits was ranging, as I mentioned before, every fortnight through the these years, and then it decreased monthly, quarterly, and to be told that it is so significant that I no longer need any conventional treatment.
So no medication, no talk therapy, nothing. Well, sweetie, you know what? I feel your heart today. I get you. I get your heart. So you have made huge strides. I'm so blessed to know you and to know that you've been able to heal this path. And I think what happens, your story gives hope to so many people that, you know, sometimes this deep depression and deep anxiety and worry and fear and that all, you know, and traumas. There's, you know, certain things that happen to people, but you give us hope. And I appreciate that hope. All right. Well, listen, I got to go to break. Any final thoughts that you might want to share with our audience from your point of view?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. These modalities that Master Shah teaches and offers, it's for everyone. If you're skeptical, just have an open heart and mind and just try it, experience it.
I love that. Thank you, Cindy, so much for being here. We're going to go to break right now, but before we do, I want to give you a solution, as I mentioned that I would, where you can start to find your own healing journey. So I have a very special page that has been created for me and for my show participants and of course my guests. And if you go to courage.drshah.com, courage, C-O-U-R-A-G-E dot D-R-S-H-A dot com. You go there, and I'm going to bring Dr. Shah back on. He'll tell you a little bit about what's there. But what it's going to help you do is start your healing journey. I wanted to mention that to you before we take the break. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to bring Dr. Shah back on. And then, by the way, I've got an amazing video that you're going to get to watch here all about healing anger in just a moment. We'll be right back. Okay. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and of course, my co-host here, Dr. Master Shah. Master Shah, that was a powerful testimonial from Senlei. And what's your thoughts on that?
Yes, last year, I think October, November, there's an international day for depression, anxiety. Sally has a documentary. She shared, she literally walked on the stairs in a hospital. She wanted to jump in off from the building. A few times, very serious. It's everybody know like a cancer. There's layers. When you depression too much, you want to kill yourself. And millions of people, you know, teenager now, so sad that teenager kill themselves. So can always ask a course. The course is negative information. And the quantum physics and I, we have a Tao science. We have a soul, mind, body medicine. We love modern medicine. I study for that, become MD. But we are sharing negative information. Quantum physics talk about this. So something in our soul, we carry negative information. That depression, anxiety, we want to kill ourselves. So that is a story. Ken said, welcome to courage.drshah.com. When you came in, you can see we start to offer the service for you. Now you will watch a little bit of Tao calligraphy, Tao sound for liver. Liver, physical body anger. When you watch this, you're tracing, you watch, people say, wow, just feel better, hard to believe. You know why? Calligraphy has the invisible light. This room light, not this light. The sun, no. This is a source light. When this light, when you trace the calligraphy, you see the video. When you trace the invisible light come here. wash the blockage out. And the people feel better for liver or heart. So every session, we have a little bit of peace. When you come to courage at drshah.com, now you start the healing journey. My message is I have the power to heal and transform myself. You have the power to transform yourself. Together, we have the power to transform the whole world.
Yes, we do. And you know, as I know, it's the power of the healer, the teacher, plus the receptivity of that person being healed. So when this come in, we let go of our skeptical mind, our worries, our concerns, our judgments. We let that go. And we come in to, courage.drshah.com, where he's going to teach you, right, the Tao calligraphy. With also the song cards, right? We're going to talk about the song cards. Tell me about the song cards real quick. Tell me about that. Yeah.
Okay. You said this one have a card. Alan, can you give me a card? The card here, I just like a simple card. It's the greatest love. Just now we mentioned love. Then you just hold the card. Give me the table. Then I show you a card on table. No more here. Okay, get any card. Give any card.
Yeah, I meant the calligraphy cards, not song. Yeah, there's the calligraphy cards. Yeah.
Ellen, it's okay. Anyone, Ellen. For example, the perfect. This card, you can say Xu for liver. You know how to do? Just put it here. You know why? Because the sacred mind, everybody relax, connect. I give you just 5 times. Close eyes. Deep inhale, she vibrates the liver area. It's like a blockage. You go deep inhale, second time. She, then you can put the calligraphy on yourself. Yeah, deep inhale, the light is invisible light. She. From the calligraphy to everybody, 2 times more. Deep inhale, invisible light coming, positive information, energy matter could transform negative information, energy matter. Shu, inhale, shu. Okay, I want everybody to know. For you, could be feel weird, do not be feel weird. I have thousands of heart touching story that you come to my. And you see that later that we have a little bit of admission with card. I have a Tao water. I have a global Tao oneness. And I heard about Ken said that this year he has a oneness some conference. We call Tao oneness circle. And we have so many people there because I share. You need to practice. This is just 5 times. How about you practice 10 minutes? That's a different.
Well, listen, you know, some of my audience just being exposed to what we're talking here. And I want to say this, you know, in the future, it's the way we heal is through sound, light, and energy. Okay. So this is what we're talking about here. You are in the future now. You have the tools of giving you the tools right now to be able to increase your consciousness and awareness of yourself, your energy bodies, your vibrational energies, your abilities to heal, you know, heal thyself, right? Along with, you know, the powerful tools that are there. So light, sound, energy, it's here now. And we're working with Dr. Master Shah with this. So this is why this is on my show. This is why this is so important, I believe. Master Shah, I think we're just about out of time here if we're going to play that video. So any final thoughts for you?
Welcome you. Come to courage.drsha.com. Let me serve you. I have the power to transform myself. You have the power to transform yourself. Together, we have the power to transform the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. I just love these shows we're doing together, and we have another exciting episode coming up here next week. So stay tuned, everyone. And the most important piece I think I want you to remember is go over right now to courage.drsha.com, courage.drsha.com, and start your journey. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome. Tao is the ultimate source and creator. This is the sacred Tao calligraphy for the heart. A Ya Yu Yi. A Ya Yu Yi is a sacred Tao song. This sacred Tao song cannot be translated. It carries a sacred source field to offer transformation and rejuvenation to the heart. How to transform and rejuvenate the heart? Trees, A-Y-U-E, Tao calligraphy. To trees, Tao calligraphy is to connect one's heart to the Tao calligraphy field to transform and rejuvenate the heart. Place five fingers together to follow the path of Tao calligraphy. Please follow the animation to continue tracing. chain IOUE. To chain IOUE connects one to Tao field of the frequency and the vibration of the sacred Tao calligraphy and the Tao sound. Place one palm over your navel and the other palm over your heart. Please close eyes. Connect with calligraphy and the chant with me. Aya yo yi. 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 Aya yo yi.
All righty. Well, I want to thank all of you for listening today to our show. And I want to encourage you to talk to your friends, talk to your family, anybody you know that's suffering, and help them to take their life to the next level. Even if they're skeptical, you never know who's going to be receptive. But you know what's amazing to me? Over the years, I've found the courage to introduce my friends to some amazing healers over the years. And the gift is when they heal, when they come back and they're excited, and they've changed their lives, that's the gift. So I encourage you to give the gift of healing to your friends by introducing them to the tools that I give you on this show, because that's what we're here for. We're here to grow. We're here to develop. We're here to understand and learn and expand our wisdom, expand our spiritual presence so that we too can ascend to higher levels of consciousness. From my heart to yours, until we meet again, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible.